The small community of Kaufman Cove has been planning for the restart of ferry service to northeast Prince of Wales Island for years. One resident, Heather Hedges, works in marketing for the new ferry and says the boat arrived in that town on Friday.
I think we all had tears in our eyes. We were all very excited to see it. They came in Friday night, and of course we all hung out and waited for them to come in with anticipation, and it was just a really nice to see it come in.
The community of 174 people lost ferry service in 2009 when another independent ferry authority ended its service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and the southern end of Mitkoff Island near Petersburg. This new converted landing craft will be restarting a four-day-a-week connection on that route. Hedges says the ferry is better than she expected.
The seats are really comfortable. It's got a very small galley. However, we're going to have some good food on there, so we're pretty excited about that. So yes, it's a very nice boat.
The Rainforest Islands ferry has capacity for up to 28 passengers and 6 vehicles. It had been scheduled to start up its service in mid-June, but was delayed multiple times, waiting for certification from the Coast Guard and overcoming a mechanical problem. The ferry's general manager, Kent Miller, says he hopes all the delays are behind them.
We've gotten the certificate of inspection for the vessel, so we're able now to start carrying passengers. And that certainly is a milestone that the overhaul and refit of the boat has been invested in. So we're glad to get to that point. Now all we have to do is show everyone that we can operate reliably and make money in winter. And so obviously there are challenges ahead, but that's the next step.
Miller says the 65-foot ferry planned to do a dry run on the route Tuesday. The launch of the passenger service is planned for Friday, August 28th. And the organization is calling to schedule with people who have expressed interest in riding on the new ferry. And while the ferry is scheduled to run Friday, the planned mini-coach service from the 3 docking sites is not expected to be ready until later next month. That service will help get people from remote boat ramps at Shoemaker Bay south of Wrangell and Banana Point south of Petersburg to those communities. The van service is also planned between Kaufman Cove and Craig on Prince of Wales Island. Miller says the authority has ordered 3 passenger vans and hopes to have those in place by September 20th. In addition, he says the ferry authority is looking into adding a 4th stop on its route at Roosevelt Harbor on Zarembo Island.
We haven't been in there, obviously, but the dry run will take a look at Roosevelt Harbor as well for a service that can provide hunters and off-road vehicles and recreational opportunity.
Once it gets going, the ferry will be running Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. A grand opening for the new service is also expected to be announced in the next few weeks. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.